couple house cleaning, housekeeping items, so to speak. Make sure you get a chance to sign in if you haven't done that. Please do that every week. That allows the table host to connect with you during the week and encourage you guys and pray for you guys and be there for you. Also, again, 80% attendance. We really ask to complete the Grow Track 3 and all steps of Grow Track that you're here for 80%, right? So I think that means you can miss 3. Is that right, Mark? Up to 3. Again, if you decide to help out in KidWorks once a month, those don't count against you, okay? So we know things that happen. We know people have sometimes some challenging work schedules. If some work conflicts come up, just talk to us. Please talk to Mark. Talk to your table host. Talk to Taylor, myself. We want to work with you guys. We want to help you because if your heart's in it, we want to help you complete it this semester. Sound good? Awesome. All right. You guys ready? Yeah. Yeah. We record every week, so... So don't say anything bad because we're recording right now. So, right? So I got to make sure I don't mess up. But, well, guys, y'all ready to jump in?
Yeah.
You got your drinks, your coffee. There's no coffee shop. I was going to say coffee, but, man, we don't have the coffee shop open tonight. But that's okay. Well, guys, go ahead and open to part one, week one. And this is Mastering the Art of Abiding. As I said earlier, I absolutely love this. I love this teaching. I love this passage of scripture. It's been very important to me. It's been a challenge to me especially over the last few years. It was when I came here to Timber Creek Church. I'd read this passage so many times in this idea of abiding, and then a couple years ago, I read it just a little bit differently, and God really challenged me. He basically just said to me, "Hey, Stephen, who do you think you are?" And it was kind of like a punch in the gut a little bit, but I felt like the Lord was just saying, "Hey, who do you think you are that you can minister without me? That you can be the dad I've called you to be without me? That you can be the man of God I've called you to be, the husband, the dad that I've called you to be without abiding in me, without spending that quality time with me?" And it was just kind of, ever since then, I have fallen in love with this passage from John chapter 15. And so we're going to jump in tonight by reading from it. And so we've got it here twice in your notes. It's the key scripture from John chapter 15, verses 4 through 8. And does somebody like to read for me? Would that be okay? I'm going to ask somebody to read. That'd be all right. Would somebody be willing to read the first set there where it says, "Abide in me"? You read it? Okay, awesome. Awesome. Thank you. And I highlighted in my notes that part in the passage where it says, "For without me, you can do nothing." Again, that was where, I had read this verse, I heard this verse preached on, read it for years growing up in church I've been in ministry now 20 years, even preached on this other times. But for some reason, that part of that passage really stuck out to me. And for without me, you can do nothing. There's different versions of this passage. Obviously, there's different translations. We learned that in Grow Track 2, right? Some of them say, this one says abide in me, and that's what we're focusing on. Some passages will say remain in me, but it's the same idea, right? But we're going to focus on abide tonight. But let me read it from the message. It's just underneath that. I love reading from the message every once in a while because it just kind of speaks in today's language, so to speak, and kind of gives you a different perspective with giving you the same message. But it says this, "Live in me." So instead of abide, instead of remain, it's this idea of live in me, right? "Make your home in me just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine. You can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. I am the vine and you are the branches." So in other words, guys, the Lord is the vine, right? You got this picture of being in a garden and you've got this, you're in California at a vineyard, right? And you've got these vines with these grapes on them. The vine is the Lord, right? And we are the branches. It goes on to say, "When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant." I love that, right? when we're connected to the vine, when we're connected to the Lord, and we're truly living in Him, abiding in Him, our life is abundant. And here's that passage again. I highlight this in my notes. Separated, you can't produce a thing, right? I mean, we can't do anything in our own strength, guys, right? Just want to remind us of that. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown into a bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me, and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who He is when you produce grapes, when you mature as my disciples. And so that's from the Message. Love that version of it, right? So John chapter 15, what we're reading here, guys, just a couple things that I want to point out. Remember that this is the last discourse of Jesus. What do I mean by that? In other words, these are some of the last moments, some of the last things that Jesus sits down to talk with His disciples about before He goes to the cross. Because it's just in a couple chapters, we find Him, you know, in the Garden of Gethsemane, and that whole thing begins to unfold. He's arrested, right? And so all this is about to happen. And so in John chapter 15, He's sitting down and He's giving these very last important words, these last discourses to these guys that He's been hanging out with for so long, right? And so it's kind of these are important things. And so to say, hey, abide in me. And He gives them this word picture of this vine and these grapes and these branches, right? And He says, that's how it's got to be. You've got to abide in me. You've got to live in me. You've got to remain in me, right? And so important to see it that way, that these were His last moments before the cross. And He's imparting what's most important to His disciples here in John chapter 15. There is a missional promise to John chapter 15. We're not going to focus on this tonight, but I just wanted to say this. What do I mean by missional promise here? When we look like Him, like Jesus, and when we act like Him, the effect is we make disciples, right? Because when Jesus, after the cross, right, he was resurrected and He ascended to heaven, but what was His last things to us was go and make disciples, right? And so, God, you're Grow Track 3 students now. And so the idea is, you might think, who, me? I can do this? But yeah, God wants to use you to make other disciples, right? Just like God has brought people into your life that have helped mentor you and cheer you on and pray for you and kind of disciple you and hopefully will continue to disciple you. Guess what? God wants to do the same thing in you, right? And so this is also very much about discipleship, right? We make discipleship look very difficult when at the end of the day, if we'll just remain in Him, if we'll just live in Jesus and we'll know Him intimately and spend that kind of time with Him, the natural response is we're going to make disciples. Because if you're spending that much time with Jesus, it's going to show. People are going to be able to tell that you're spending that much time with Jesus, that you're abiding in Jesus. So there's this missional promise to it. Did you guys know that it takes 3 years for a vine to produce one grape? 3 years. Seems like a long time, but 3 years to produce one grape. And what I love about that, I mean, first off, it takes time, right? And it takes work, just like us. We're a piece of work. We just are, right? It takes time, right? We come to know Jesus, and we're a mess. We're broken, you know? And it's like we teach you in Starting Point that God pulls us out of Egypt like the Israelites, but there's still some Egypt in us. We just still need some work, right? And so, just like it takes 3 years for a vine to produce one grape, it takes time for us. And I love that the picture of this, because Jesus spent 3 years. He spent 3 years in the New Testament pouring Himself relationally into 12 men who didn't seem qualified. In fact, they weren't qualified, right? When you study this and you see these men that God poured His life into. And it was 3 years. Just like it takes a vine 3 years to produce one grape. Jesus didn't just lecture about servanthood. He actually washed their feet. And when He gave us the mission to make disciples, it's obvious that He wanted us to do the same. He wants you to do the same, right? Not just the disciples, but all of us that are here tonight. He said, hey, go, make disciples, baptize them, teach them to learn and obey my commands, and hey, repeat. Repeat, right? Just do those things. And when we abide in Him, when we remain in Him and live in Him, it's actually kind of just natural, right? Because God's in our life and He's at work. And the question is, you know, go make disciples, baptize, teach them to learn and obey, repeat. Did this work? Well, I believe that your faith and my faith in Jesus proves that it did work and that it still works today, right? Okay? So there's this whole discipleship piece to it. We're not going to concentrate on that tonight, but I just wanted to say that because I think that's important to see, and that's very powerful about John chapter 15. It's a very missional passage as well. So back to abiding, right? That's the one we're going to focus on. And here's a kind of definition. I don't know if this is in the notes or not, but abide means a life-giving connection. It's to dwell together there in unity, right? That's what Jesus wants with you. That's what Jesus wants with me. He wants there to be this connection, this life-giving connection, and that we would dwell together in unity, me and Jesus, you and Jesus, you and the Lord, on a consistent basis. And so, as you see in your notes, the root word translated abide in John chapter 15, here's the thing, it's used 10 times in that chapter alone, okay? So I think Jesus is trying to get our attention, right? By saying abide 10 times, trying to get something across to us. The Greek root word is meno, right? And it's used 118 times in the Bible, right? The root word for this abide is meno, right? And it's used 118 times. And so let's look at that for a second. So this meno root word is intensive, right, in origin, which means there's a deeper meaning to it than what is often used or thought, right? There's a deeper meaning to it. What is something that you guys just love? You can talk back to me. What's something you just love? Anybody? Painting? Ice cream? Yes. What kind of ice cream?
Chocolate
and vanilla. Like together? Like swirl? Okay. Oh, yeah, and you add extra. I like it. It's like my kids. They have vanilla, then the Hershey's, and it's coconut milk because they're allergic to regular milk, and then sprinkles. They got to have sprinkles, right? They love it, right? They love it. What about on this side of the room? What's something that you just love? Oh, of course you'd say that. Yeah, that was a good answer. That was good. Yeah, that's awesome. Anybody else? Going to church. I like that. That's good. I love Dr. Pepper a little too much, right? You cut me open, I'm going to bleed some Dr. Pepper probably. I love ribeye steak a lot. I really do. I like it. I like seafood. Yeah. And so why am I saying that? Why am I talking about this? Well, you know, I say I love Dr. Pepper, and I do, but in the same breath I say I love Ellie Courtney, my wife. Is there a difference there? There's a difference, right? There's a deeper meaning when I say I love my wife, Ellie, right, than there is to Dr. Pepper. And at least there better be, right? I love everything we love everything from our family, grandkids, ice cream, Dr. Pepper, ribeye steak, you name it. The word was intended to mean something much deeper and more meaningful than how we tend to use it from day to day, right? And so that's kind of what they're saying here with this word abide and the root word meno. The same goes for the Greek word meno. Meno means to continue in a place, right? To continue. There's this idea that our relationship with Jesus, guys, at salvation it begins, but it continues and it grows. It doesn't just get stagnant and stay where it's at. It's meant to continue. It's meant to grow, right? To remain stable, fixed in a state, to stay, to remain, endure, to wait for, to be held and kept continually is some of the words that are described here. There's actually 5 different Greek words for abide that use this root word, okay? And we're going to kind of talk through them. They're in your notes. And I hope I don't mess these up, right? I'm from Southeast Texas. I may pronounce them a little differently. Epimeno, which is perseverance and continuing to do something, right? So it's this perseverance. And I wrote here to the notes, it's practicing his presence, right? It's this perseverance and continuing to do something. It was never meant, guys, that Jesus would be our Savior and we surrender our lives to him and then that's it. And we just say, okay, that was great. He saved me from my sin. No, it was meant that we would persevere and continue to grow, continue to get to know Jesus, continue to allow him into our lives and allow him not just to be our Savior, but to be our Lord, right? And practicing his presence means we got to get into his presence. The only way we get to know him deeper and better is by getting in his presence and persevering. The next one is katmino, which is constant residence, frequently resorting. Does anybody have a favorite resort, a place you like to go that's just like, man,
cruise ship.
That works right there, right? Anybody else? To the woods. I love that too, right? My deer stand, that's my resort. I'm good with